Thank you much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we're going to use Joshua 14:11 to help us grow in our prayer life. I am still as strong today. This is from Caleb. I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for coming and going. You know, sometimes we just get to the point where we believe it's time to take a break. Now, we slow down a little bit, play some golf, join a bridge club, retire early. Seriously? A life of leisure doesn't jive with Scripture, and it certainly didn't jive with Caleb, a man described as a wholehearted servant of God. At 85 years old, he was as strong and vigorous and visionary as ever. He was a man with an ignited heart to follow hard after God. He held nothing back. He didn't doubt God's promises or power. He was sold out, all in, ready to go wherever God called him to go and do whatever God called him to do. Years earlier, he was ready to take the promised land, but Israel's doubt and disobedience delayed that for 40 years. Now, Caleb, the octogenarian, was ready to conquer his portion of the land. Will you pray with me today that God will make us like Caleb? Not burning out or rusting out, but full out following God all the days of our life. Let's pray that whether we are 15 or 25 or 45 or 85 years old, our hearts burn with passion to follow hard after God until he calls us home. A couple things to pray about. Thank God for this one life that he has given you, just one life. And ask him not to let you waste it. Ask him to keep your heart on fire for him. And ask God to show your children and your grandchildren that every breath is a gift and is to be used for God's work until you breathe your last. So Heavenly Father, give us physical, emotional, and spiritual strength to follow hard after you all the days of our life. Never let us retire from your service. May our years produce vigor and vision. May we be described as wholehearted servants of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.